Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello, welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines the light on what you put into your body. Oh my goodness, hello Chrissy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited about the show. We have Lenora Boyle on, and we're going to be talking about happiness. But before we do, I've got to make a couple of announcements that I'm very excited about. First of all, starting next week, in the last 15-minute segment of the show, I'm going to open it up for astrology readings. So if you would like for me to do an astrology reading for you, make sure that you call in to our number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. So make sure you call in when the show starts so that you can get in line, because it'll be first come, first serve. And so we'll be opening that up the last 15 minutes starting next Tuesday. And then on Tuesday, April 23rd, which is next Tuesday, from 7 to 8:30, I'll be doing a seminar with Paula Bronte, who is a master rapid eye technician, and we are going to be discussing how health and healing can empower you to live life a different way. And we will be at the Holistic Healing Arts on Edmonds Way in Edmonds, Washington. So come on out and learn how to get unstuck and become empowered to live the life you choose. So to get more information or to RSVP, you can contact me at themichellebondshow.com, or you can call Paula at 206-261-2046. And again, this is next Tuesday, April 23rd from 7 to 8:30. We'll be at the Healing Arts on, it's the Holistic Healing Arts on Edmonds Way in Edmonds, Washington. We hope to see you there. So contact me if you've got any more questions about that. Well, I've been getting hammered, as you can imagine, because I am a Vedic astrologer, and there's been some very interesting events that have been happening, and I have talked about that we are getting ready to undergo a few eclipse patterns. The first eclipse pattern will happen actually next week on the 25th, and it's a lunar eclipse. But what's going on is the energy's already being felt, and it really heated up last week. And this is because Mars, the planet of aggression and war, ambition, passion, went into Aries, and the sun was there as well. And when we have Mars, the planet of war, in Aries, a sign of war, things kind of get heated up and they move very quickly. But we were talking about that on the Dr. Pat show. During this eclipse pattern, though, we have Saturn there, which kind of slows things down. So Mars cannot be very strong because he's being combusted the sun, which means he loses strength. The sun is burning up his strength. And then we have the Saturn there, which I talked about how Mars is a little yippy dog. He wants everything to go along now. And he's yipping, yipping, yipping at Saturn, who is the big elephant. And the big elephant, Saturn, will be very patient for a while. But after a period of time, he gets really irritated with Mars. And so he steps on him and squashes him. And so what this brings about is a lot of frustration. So things are happening very quickly in people's lives. And what's going on in your life, where these events are going to manifest, is going to depend on your chart and where these planet energies are lined up in your chart. And so what we're seeing on a global scale is we're seeing a lot of war mongling, sabers rolling, and with like North Korea, for example, and we're starting to see some more terrorist attacks, which we saw yesterday in Boston, which is not good. But the thing of it is that we can transcend this energy, and that is the whole reason why Vedic astrology was developed, was to relieve people's suffering so that we could see where there's going to be issues in the chart and help people. We give them remedial measures that will help people transcend this energy. Now, the eclipse patterns are really not something to really be that afraid of. What they do is they bring things into light. So whatever might be in the shadows or hidden in your life will come to light during that period of time. And globally, the way we transcend that energy, a good way to transcend this Mars K2 energy, which is the eclipse pattern, and then Mars being combusts the sun, which doesn't give it strength, is because the Mars K2 pattern will bring energy that is sporadic, and like with the terrorist attacks, we need to develop a spiritual practice. We need to take the energy, the physical energy of Mars, and transcend that energy into spiritual energy, which is representative of K2. K2 makes you go within and become spiritual. And that's what this is trying to do. We see this Mars K2 combination in a lot of yoginis and martial arts people, because this type of activity takes the physical body and transforms the energy into a spiritual, more transcendent kind of energy. So that is what we need to do. We need to detach ourselves from all this that's going on. So when you have the crazies coming out, the people who are causing chaos in your life, you can step back from it. You can look at the big picture. So one of the ways to do it is, of course, is maybe to take up some yoga or some martial arts, some Tai Chi. If you can't do that, then go for some long meditative walks, things of that nature, things that are going to use your body to help calm the mind. And so that is what I would say on a global area or an outlook is what we need to look at. So be careful when you're coming to the intersections and you're driving a car. Look both ways before you go through the intersection. If you're on the freeway, you want to listen to either some classical music or some spiritual music or even an audio book or something like that that's going to keep you in a good mood. Be courteous on the freeway. Let people who are being aggressively driving, let them go in front of you. You just don't want to engage in this energy. So that leads me to my philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bonds Philosophy Tip of the Day.
Okay, this philosophy tip of the day comes to us from the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. And I have said this one before, but I think it needs to be repeated here to help us get through this period of time, which things will clear up. The good news is things will clear up the end of May, and in June we're going to have some really nice planetary configurations. So if you can just hold off till June, you'll be good. So just develop this mindset through the rest of April and May. By cultivating attitudes of friendliness toward the happy, compassion for the unhappy, delight in the virtuous, and disregard toward the wicked, the mind stuff retains its undisturbed calmness. And that's what we want to do. We need undisturbed calmness to help elevate our energy, our vibration. And so that's what Lenora Bowl and I are going to be talking about today. How do we raise our level of energy so that we eventually get to a point where we transcend the planetary configurations, we transcend the chaos that's going on in the world, and we can manifest whatever we want to in our life. Okay, so before we go to break, I do want to very quickly introduce everybody to Lenora Boyle. She's a happiness and belief expert who uses a set of sweet life principles to jet people past their limiting beliefs straight to happiness and often to the sunny piazzas of Italy. Welcome, Lenora.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad to have you here. So we're real excited about what we're going to be talking about today. And I believe that later on in the show, you're going to be taking us through a little journey, a little exercise, so that we can experience this manifesting happiness in our lives.
Yes, a short little exercise for everybody to do.
Okay, great. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to you about all of this. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For a complimentary 15-minute consultation to learn how I can help you with your health and nutrition and or to schedule an astrology reading, you might want one during these times, you can contact me at themichellebondshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I love that little piece that we just heard, the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger. Oh, my goodness. Talk about somebody with a lot of energy. That man just keeps going. I saw him in concert a couple of years ago, and he is still rocking it. Let me just tell you, he is still rocking it. And what is he, Lenore? Isn't he in his 60s or so?
Yes, at least.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He doesn't believe that age slows us down, does he?
No, he does not, and he's a living example of that. I understand. I don't know if it's 100% true, but I did hear through the grapevine that he practices yoga and keeps him young and fit.
Ah,
anti-aging. Yeah. All right, so that's a good example of somebody who has transcended beliefs that would be holding us back. Like, all right, a 60-something plus man shouldn't be rocking and rolling and running all over the stage, you know, like he does, but, you know.
My yoga teacher is 75 years old.
There you go. There you go. So, Lenore, what's going on with these beliefs? What are these limiting beliefs that we have that hold us back?
You know, I think of a belief, you know, we're not talking about a religious belief or some belief that's life-enhancing. I'm talking about a limiting belief. It's really a perception of reality or some conclusion that we come to or something we were told that we had no reason to doubt. It could, a lot of beliefs come from our childhood. Someone in authority had told us something, or a lot of beliefs come from some kid on the playground that told us we were stupid because we, you know, couldn't swing high enough or went down the slide the wrong way. And some of us just take that on and go, oh, okay, he's right, because everybody else can do that and I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so those self-limiting beliefs, and the most popular one is, I collect limiting beliefs, by the way, is I'm not good enough. Some version mm-hmm. of that. I'm not young enough. I'm not thin enough. You know, that is the most popular limiting belief. Or I'll never be successful, or it hasn't happened yet, it never will. So it's a repeated thought that we have. And it's our perception of reality based on some information that we got somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And as humans, thoughts are always going to be going through us. We don't have to listen to all of them.
Right.
Now, you know, someone might say, well, you know, are we getting rid of all of our thoughts? No. But you know that if you are feeling unhappy, and by that I mean any unwelcome feeling, could be frustration, angry, just feeling stuck, feeling yucky, worried, any of those things, not necessarily depressed when I say unhappy, but if you are feeling unhappy in any way, you probably have a limiting belief.
Okay, so we use our feeling of happiness to determine if we have a limiting belief.
I think that's a good barometer, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if we find that we are unhappy about something and that we have a limiting belief, geez, I can't say today,
mm-hmm.
what can we do about it?
Well, I'm sure there are many things to do, but the process that I use is called the option method, and it's about questioning how you're feeling. It's a mm-hmm. series of questions. Start with how you're feeling, and then question the belief that comes up, because it's a little formula. The belief is there. Okay, there's a thought. It gives rise to how you're feeling, mm-hmm. and how you're feeling affects your behavior, and your behavior, of course, then gives rise to the outcome or the results that you have in your life. So by just shining some light, by asking questions to those beliefs and those feelings, get to know them, not deny them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Understand them. Like, I'll just give you an example of, I'll call her Tammy, someone that I worked with. She was in an abusive relationship. It wasn't physically abusive. It was just that he was very controlling and critical. And she believed him. There's so many really brilliant, wonderful women, and they seem to, not all, of course, but they can get stuck in this in a relationship where they're being emotionally hurt. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, so she's believing, you know, she's not good enough, and she feels unworthy. So I would just ask her, what, you know, how are you feeling you don't like feeling? Well, I feel unworthy, worthless. And what do you feel worthless about? Well, you know, I lost the job that I really loved. I'm not in a good relationship. If I was really a worthwhile person, wouldn't I be in a better relationship? And you just kind of unravel it, just like pulling a thread on a sweater. And it's all based on acceptance. There's not a right or wrong way. So I ask questions, and in using this option method technique, and okay, well, what about losing your job or being in this relationship involves feeling unworthy? And we just kind of look at it, and we start talking. Why do you feel unworthy? Well, you know, I can't seem to get out of this situation. I can't seem to feel good. What does it mean to you? You know, just kind of refining and refining what is happening, the feeling that's keeping her stuck and fearful.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason we feel this is a belief. So when usually you say, why are you feeling unworthy, a reason comes up. Well, I never was able to fulfill my parents' desire for me to become a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And I did well in school and whatever. And so she just got stuck in that, well, if I can't fulfill what they wanted me to become, then I'm not a worthwhile person. Like I'm bad in some way. And then sometimes we believe that, and that attracts more, I don't even say negativity, but some people and events to support that thought. Does
right.
that make sense? So maybe
yes.
attracting a relationship that's not that supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for her, it was definitely a detrimental relationship. So once
right.
she started we go through that. The belief is, I'm unworthy. Do you believe that? Why do you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, because, you know, some of the things I already said, I jumped the gun, but, you know, well, it just seems that I'd have a better job if I was a worthy person, or I'd have a better relationship. And my parents said so. Or my fifth grade teacher called me stupid because I couldn't get the problem right when I was at the board.
Okay, so basically what's going on here is these limiting beliefs have us, our energy, vibrating at a lower level.
Yes.
So that we end up attracting more of that, what will manifest or what will support that limiting belief.
Yes, like a self-fulfilling prophecy almost.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you want that vibration to match your desires in life. So there's two things going on, the thoughts that are the beliefs that are holding us back, and then that other side of, like, going toward what you want, which mm-hmm. is, I just call them desires. And when the desire is stopped by a belief, then that is really painful usually.
Right.
And that's what we, you know, feel the churning, the worry.
And we're unhappy.
Physiologically.
Right. And then we're also unhappy.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's a very good indication.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in various degrees of unhappy, like someone might say, well, I'm fine. I'm
mm-hmm.
not depressed. I don't go around angry all the time. Well, no, you don't have to go around feeling badly all the time, but if there's some underlying thing like just frustration, sadness, any feeling that's unwelcome, there's some thought patterns going on there that is holding you down.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Great. When we come back, we're going to take another quick break. We're going to be talking to Lenora Boyle more about this happiness and limiting beliefs and how we can raise the level of our energy to manifest what we want in our life. You can reach Lenora, though, if you have any questions about this. She can be reached at changelimitingbeliefs.com. Changelimitingbeliefs.com. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about how I can help you with your astrology chart and remedial measures to see how you can raise your energy level, you can contact me at themichellebondshow.com. For more information about Transformation Talk Radio, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit QuantumTechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We have got Lenora Boyle here, and we're talking about happiness and how that's a barometer for limiting beliefs that we might have that we might want to look at and get rid of so that we can raise our vibration level or the level of our energy. This weekend was very interesting. I had an opportunity to go see Michael Shane, who channels the Ascended Masters, and the Ascended Masters, Lenora, I don't know if you know them, but they're like our spiritual guides. Okay, so you've heard of them. And he channels them, but he does what he calls apportations. And this is where he manifests gems or coins or precious objects usually out his mouth, through his body. Mm-hmm. And they come, yes. And they come from the Ascended Masters, okay? Yeah. And then what he does is he gives them these gemstones or whatever it is he's manifesting to the people in the audience along with some kind of spiritual message from the Ascended Masters to help them heal. Mm. Now, yes. Now, the thing of it is where I come from, these people who do this are called avatars. And the most well-known one in the West, of course, is Jesus Christ. But he's not the only one. There's a lot of them out there, or even in present day, like Michael Shane. And you can find them in India. You can find them in the United States. You can find them also in Europe. They're all over. But the reason why I bring this up is because these people vibrate at such a high level of energy that they can manifest, spontaneously manifest things out of thin air. And people lots of times think that this is magic or whatever. But even the most well-known one in the West, Jesus Christ, said that anybody can do that. If you only knew the power that you have, you could move mountains.
Yeah.
And yes, and so this is kind of, this is what I'm talking about, transcending the planetary energies, transcending your karma, transcending your limiting beliefs. And so what you do is help people transcend these limiting beliefs and help raise their energy level. And the higher you raise your energy level, then the more spontaneously you can create whatever you want in your life. Is that not true?
Exactly. Yes, because when we have when we have limiting beliefs, like we see, like if you hold your hand up to your eyes and like look through a keyhole, mm-hmm. Close your fist, you only see a little bit because you only see like one choice. Like, well, he won't take out the garbage, so I'm going to be mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's a bad thing. It's bad that he's not doing that. He doesn't love me if he doesn't do that. Okay, so if you expand out your hands and see that there are more possibilities, like you're raising your consciousness, you're getting bigger, you're doing like what someone might say is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe we're not going to do the gems out of our mouth. Maybe we will. I don't know. But like you're seeing like, wow, the impossible becomes possible because you're opening, and you actually see there are infinite amount of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Different ways to feel, think, and believe in not that constricted way.
Right.
So, I just, that's really beautiful to think of it as transcending karma. Like, I'm thinking it in terms of my limiting beliefs. I know all about karma and all of that because I've meditated for 40 years now. But to think of the beliefs, they are karma. It's a karmic imprint
mm-hmm.
that we got stuck in.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what these avatars do, though, is they do these things, and not everybody does them, right?
No,
so it's
right.
an anomaly. So it's yeah. an anomaly, right? And it makes us look at this and go, what? it breaks us out of our thought patterns, out of our beliefs, our
limits. Out of the comfort zone, right? Out of, like, where you think that everything is supposed to be this way. And then you see, more is possible.
Right.
Yeah.
And so let's talk a bit about what you do to help people break out of that, to have the aha moments and go, so you're working with a lot of women. And so why don't you talk about how you do that, and then you take them to Italy and why you do that?
Yeah. So I do an hour coaching session where I'm really not telling them what to do. I'm allowing them to find their own truths, but I lead them through this series of questions. And, the key, I think, is that I'm totally in acceptance, no judging, and I'm not trying to make them change. So,
mm-hmm.
It's very rare to be listened to where someone just allows you to be you. And then I follow them, and I just ask the questions. Let's see what you're feeling and what it's about. Like, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge it. Don't resist the feeling, because we don't want to even say, I know it's bad that I'm angry. No, it's not necessarily bad. Let's see what it's about, what the purpose is. And there's some belief underlying that.
Mm-hmm.
And we think we do want to get rid of the limiting belief.
Mm-hmm.
But we have, it serves us in some way. And so I help people find out, how it's serving you, why are we hanging on to it, even though we think we're not? For example, one woman said she wanted to change, but then she really didn't want to change the belief that she was a responsible person, because it would mean she'd then have to take care of herself. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. the limiting belief was, you know, I'm unable to take care of myself. It was that I'm a victim kind of thing, and that all her unhappiness is because of her partner.
Right.
So if that belief went away, right,
mm-hmm.
she cannot blame him anymore. She cannot blame her unhappiness on him.
Go ahead.
What were you saying?
Then she didn't have to take responsibility.
Exactly. That's, you took the words out of my mouth. She'd have to take responsibility. So you think, you know, she's saying, well, no, I want to be happier. I want to change. But as we, you know, as I take them through a series of questions, and it is based on I'm accepting them, you know, it's really based on love. There's no judgment. I'm giving her as an example. She found out, oh my gosh, I really want to have this excuse that it's his fault, and it'd be scary. She was saying it'd be scary to be different. It might
right.
be painful to be a victim, but it's familiar.
Yes.
It's comforting. It's comfortable. It's painful mm-hmm. and comfortable and familiar. So that is sometimes where we get stuck, and I would say the energy is really stuck there. We're just kind of spinning our wheels. We want to change, but we don't want to, and we don't realize that. So I feel like I shine a flashlight on the dark areas where we don't usually question ourselves, and we get stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
And freedom comes. Freedom and relief and empowerment, and we're a little, well, not a little, but we're more clear about what is my passion and purpose? So when we find out that those beliefs are no longer true, then they start dissolving.
Mm-hmm.
And they start dissolving, the new empowered beliefs from that freed up energy starts running our lives instead of the old thing.
Okay.
But,
so
you know,
let's real
sometimes
quickly,
hang on.
Yes. Can we real quickly go through an exercise that you have for us so we can experience that? Okay.
Yeah, I would love to. So the listening audience can also do this, not if
okay.
they're driving, because I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about finding out the difference between wanting something and being upset about not having it.
Okay.
So just close your eyes for a moment and focus on something you want. Think of something you really, really want in your life. Like, it could be anything. Loving relationships, travel. You may not know how to get it, but you just think it'd be wonderful to attract that into your life, a thing, an experience, a person.
Okay.
Let yourself know how sweet that would be to have it. Now
mm-hmm.
feel that in your body and in your emotions when you think of how it would be to welcome that into your life. Now take a deep breath in through your nose, and then exhale through your nose. And we'll do that one more time. Inhale through your nose and exhale. Now, I want you to notice what it's like when you believe you'll never have it, or you feel afraid you won't get it. So I want you to switch over. You know, you haven't worked hard enough yet, or you're not good enough, or whatever you say to yourself. But just, oh God, I don't know if I can have this. Notice what that feels like in your body and in your emotions, and keep your eyes closed. Being upset about not having what you want or believing you cannot get it for some reason. Feel that in your body, in your emotions. And now take another deep breath in and through your nose, and exhale through your nose. And one more deep breath, inhale and exhale through your nose. Okay, now I just want you to go back again to that moment at the beginning when you knew what you wanted, you know, that inner sense of having what you wanted. And remember what that was like. And you can open your eyes when you're ready in a moment there.
Okay.
Okay, so Michelle, how did you feel when you first had the desire, when you checked into your body and your emotions?
I felt good.
was good. Well, did you feel expansive?
Yes, I felt expansive and like I could, very powerful, like I could accomplish whatever I wanted.
Yeah. And hopefully the listening audience, you can answer that question to yourself also. And now in the second part, when you thought you might not get it, did you notice a shift, anything different?
Oh, yeah.
And what was that like?
It was very limiting. It was like you felt closed down.
More contracted and restricted. Yeah, and I'm probably, everybody felt something similar whenever I've done this before. And that, the reason I wanted to let you experience this is that it's a good example of how your feelings come from your thinking or your beliefs. And your desires can be blocked by your beliefs and why you cannot achieve them.
That's right.
You didn't move from your seat, you know, and it was just probably a minute or a minute and a half. You changed your physiology and your feeling level just from your thoughts. That's how your beliefs can affect your emotional health, your physical health, and therefore your whole life.
Right. That's great. Lenore, we got to take a quick break.
Yes.
But when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. And we're also going to do What the Bleep Is That? You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the moving banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines light on what you put into your body. And that leads me to What the Bleep Is That?
And now, the Michelle Bond's What the segment.
Okay. On some of my other shows, you probably heard me talking about kombucha, which is a probiotic drink made from, it's a made from tea usually, and it's fermented, and it has really good probiotics. Okay, so a lot of people can't find kombucha. They've never heard of it, and they don't know what the heck I'm talking about. So I have found something else that you can have. And this might sound a little weird, and that's why it's called What the Bleep Is That, because some people think it's weird. But you can get raw apple cider vinegar that has been not filtered, not pasteurized, just raw apple cider vinegar that still has the mother. And mix that with some water. Take 2 tablespoons a day, mix that with some water. And I know it might be a little bitter, so you can put some raw honey in there to curb the bitterness. And this will give you the probiotics that the kombucha and some of the other probiotic drinks will give you as well. But not only will it do that, which will help with your digestive system, it also contains vitamin C, E, A, B1, B2, and B6, as well as beta carotene and bioflavonoids. And these are all antioxidants. And it will also help you lose weight because it helps you break down the fat, which helps with a natural weight loss reduction. There is also a lot of potassium in there and trace minerals like calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, and boron. And all these are important in the formation and the maintenance of your bones. So you want to do that. There is sulfur in there. So this is really good if you have an allergy to onions or other types of sulfur foods, because sulfur foods help break down protein, helps you digest protein. So that's very good. And there's tannins, just like tannins that are found in the coffee and the wine and the tea that you drink. So instead of having coffee, tea, or red wine, you can have this apple cider vinegar and get the same tannins, which are also antioxidants. So this might sound crazy, but it's a great healthy drink. So there you go. I've given you an alternative to kombucha. Okay. All right, we've got Lenora Boyle here in the house, and we're talking about limiting beliefs, and she just took us through this fabulous exercise that showed you how when you think a positive belief or about your desires, your body will react. You'll feel positively. You'll feel more expanded. You'll feel in control and powerful, like you can manifest what you want. And when you feel a limiting belief, how your body shuts down and you feel restricted and not as expanded. But Lenora, you take women on retreats to Italy. Now, why Italy?
Well, I think because Italy is transformational in itself, full of history, you know, from the Roman Empire a couple thousand years ago. There's beauty everywhere you see. And so I felt like the beauty that is out there, the Mediterranean Ocean, the mountains, even there's beauty in the way a store will display their different shapes of pasta and olives and lemons and a little basket here. Everything is about looking good and being artistic, even in the smallest little village, not just Rome and Florence, but everywhere they have this sense of beauty. And I felt like the women could find their own inner beauty by seeing it there. And again, as I said earlier too, of just shaking up their path, their conditioning, you know, the way they are, shaking up their comfort zone for lots of reasons. And, you know, just to be able to experience incredible food. And we do hiking. We're going to do a hot springs, swimming pool and massage spa day. We ride bikes out in the fresh open air. Mm-hmm. You know, we do a little shopping. So it's a mixture of everything. And it's just getting away from all the responsibilities and focusing on themselves and focusing on creating some aha moments that will last for the rest of their lives, you know, shifting that energy so that they can be happier.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm saying these sweet life principles, I teach other things about how do we focus on manifesting what we want, manifesting our desires, and dissolving beliefs at the same time, questioning those beliefs, you know, which I do in the coaching practice. I even teach people how to ask them themselves so they can be somewhat self-sufficient and have a tool to use when life throws them a curveball, which it will, and at the same time, always finding ways to manifest our desires.
That's great. Yeah, whenever you travel, you do get kind of out of your box.
Exactly.
Especially, Yeah, well, especially when you go to a foreign country or something where the culture is a little different from ours. Yeah,
different language, different food. In Italy, you know, the food is incredible. So that's one of the other reasons
I take them
to Italy and not somewhere else. I know there are beautiful places everywhere, but I just have a passion for Italy, and everybody's loved it so far. This in September 9th through 18th will be my fifth annual Italy retreat. And I've taught these workshops anyway, but now I'm also doing it in Italy.
Okay, great. So how can our listeners get a hold of you to find out about this retreat and to sign up if they want to go?
They could go to that website, changelimitingbeliefs.com, and there's a link on there, a little button on the left that says Italy blog, or go directly to my blog, which is italyretreatforwomen.com.
Okay.
Italyretreatforwomen.com. I just want to really quickly share another sweet life principle that everybody can do. And this is just, if you keep a journal or if you don't, get a little notebook and start writing down, like let's just say do it weekly, a blue sky list, a blue sky list.
Okay.
And this is, if I could, you could write this at the top if you want, if I could have anything out of the clear blue sky, what would I welcome in my life? If I could have anything out of the clear blue sky, what would I welcome in my life? And it's not like, okay, you just want this, it's a goal, and then this is what you have to do to get it. It's more easygoing, and it's to keep that practice of focusing on what you want instead of being upset about what you don't have. So it's called the blue sky list. So I just wanted to share that because that's another sweet life tool to just use to keep that energy going, and let's look ahead at manifesting and empowering ourselves.
Yeah, so that's what we want, because we want to focus on the positive things. Whatever we focus in is what we're going to manifest in our energy, in our lives. So if we focus on what we want, we'll manifest what we want. If we focus on what we don't want, we'll get more of what we don't want. I know it sounds simple, but and it sounds so simple when you say it, but it's a little harder to do. But but Lenore, you've got the tools, so. To get a hold of Lenore, we're going to have to leave here soon. We're coming to the end of the show. And again, to get a hold of Lenore Boyle and learn how she can help you manifest happiness in your life and get what you want out of life, go to changelimitingbeliefs.com. She also has a blog at italyretreatforwomen.com. And so hopefully some of these women will go on the retreat. It sounds just really like a lot of fun. And
I would love it.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, thank you so much, Lenore, for being here on the
show. Thank you, Michelle.
I've enjoyed
it. It was a lot of fun.
Good, good. So remember, next Tuesday, April 23rd, I am going to be doing the last 15 minutes of the show. I'm going to be doing astrology reading, so make sure that you all call in to the call-in number, 800-930-2819, to reserve your space. And then that evening from 7 to 8:30, I will be with Paula Bronte, Master Rapid Eye Technician. We'll be discussing how health and healing can empower you to live life a different way. We will be at the Holistic Healing Arts on Edmonds Way in Edmonds, Washington. So thank you all so much for listening to the show. You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. To see how I can help you with an astrology reading or for a 15-minute complimentary consultation to see how I can help you with your health and nutrition, go to themichellebondshow.com. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. We will see you next Tuesday at 2 o'clock Pacific Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a prosperous week.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health-challenged. And restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.